Welcome to day 3 of our Back to School Prayer Week. Today, Pastor Frank Galley's message is about giving money. The key verse for today is from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 7 and 8. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. And now, Pastor Frank Galley.
Everything we own and everything we have comes from our Heavenly Father. Giving is an expression of our thankfulness and praise. It comes from a heart of worship that recognizes everything we have and give already belongs to the Lord. God wants us to give because it shows that He is truly the Lord of our lives. When we give from our earnings, we're simply offering Him a small portion of the abundance He has already given to us. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 16:2, on the first day of every week, each one of you should set aside a sum of money in keeping with his income, saving it up so that when I come, no collections will have to be made. Notice that the offering was set aside on the first day of the week. When we are willing to offer the first portion of our wealth back to God, we're showing Him that our hearts are completely submitted in trust and obedience to Him. Giving the way God is asking us brings more blessings to the giver than to the receiver. When we give freely to God, we receive freely from God. If we hold back from giving, we hinder God from blessing our lives the way He desires to. Giving is meant to be a joyful expression of thanks to God from the heart, not a legalistic obligation. Instead of looking for a specific rule and how much we should be giving, seek God and His will for your life and your finances. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all that you have given me. I recognize that all that I have comes from you. I ask that you forgive me for forgetting to express my gratitude completely. I pray for a heart of grace that gives back to you and to others without reluctance. Let there be joy in my heart, knowing that you will bless not only the receiver, but the giver as well. Thank you, Lord, for abundantly blessing me.